produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hold up the line. Hold up the line. Hold up the lights. Oh, ye heaven-bound soldiers. Hold up the light.
Everybody.
Hold up the light. Let your light shine round the world.
Good morning, and guess what, my radio listeners? You have just landed in love. Welcome to Love, Light, and Positivity, and I am Imaja Jubilee, and I am delighted to be your host for this show. We would like to remind you that you were made in love, by love, for love, and guess what? You were made to be love as well. And sometimes we have a tendency to forget that we were made to be love. So today I'm just reminding you that you were made in love, by love, for love, to be love. So show love today in whatever way is comfortable for you. A smile, a hello, whatever way, a hug, you can't give, because of social distancing now, but if you're in the household with someone, you can do that. Now let us pause for a minute and take a deep cleansing breath. Breathing in, 2, 3, 4, and breathing out, 2, 3, 4. Breath. Oh, what a precious gift to be woken by the Spirit, awakened by the Spirit this morning. Breath connects us all. I'm right here in Richmond, Virginia, but wherever you are all over the globe, my listeners, I am still connected to you because God breathed into all humanity, no matter what race, color, or creed, life. And breath is life. And life is meant to be lived in full expression. Life is meant to be lived in full expression. Now say with me, I now live my life in full expression. I'm sure that you have many gifts and many talents and ways of expression, those beautiful, beautiful gifts that the Creator has bestowed upon you. And one thing about it, I always remind you as listeners to remember to be the light. Be the light and not the lampshade. That's one of my favorite things of saying. And what you share Christ's light, because Christ's light resides in our hearts, in the center of where we are. The light reigns supreme in our souls and in our spirits. Isn't that wonderful to say? The Christ, we are Christed, and therefore we are the light. Let's breathe in, breathing in. 2, 3, 4, and breathing out. 2, 3, 4. What a precious gift. Before we go any further with our show, we would like to thank Josie's Inspirational Network for this platform and Kayla Paget, who is the CEO of Finding My Way Radio. This has been an awesome, awesome opportunity that I have been blessed to be able to spread light and to be able to spread love. This program has been going on now for over a year, and I am just grateful again that whatever the Creator brings to my mind, I never know sometime until like a week before what I'm to say and how I'm to do it. But I do what I am guided to do by Spirit. I bring it to you from my heart and from my soul, and by the grace of God, God brings me these ideas and I bring them to you. So hopefully, as listeners, you have gained something from what we do. Now, on our last show, we promised you that we would bring back Elsa Oliver, who is a nutrition and wellness person. And we're going to follow through with that this week. As promised, we keep our promises. So, and she will be joining us momentarily. But before we go into that, I want to tell you a story. I love telling stories. Many, many years ago, I conducted workshops and seminars in New York, and they were based on the wellness wheel from the National Wellness Association. And when I started my seminar, there were two questions that I always ask the participant. One, I would ask them where they live. And you know what they said? I live at so-and-so-and-so-and-so address, and which is near so-and-so-and-so-and-so. And I said, okay. I said, the next question that I asked them was, well, how many rooms are in your place where you reside? And they would say, oh, I got 3 bedrooms and 2 baths, or I have 5 bedrooms and 2 baths. Their answers was always the same. There was never a variation. They never got what I was referring to. And I never, ever told them what I was referring to because I felt like people aren't aware of actually where they reside. And it makes the class very, very interesting. So I say to you, where do you live? Do you live in a house on such and such a street? Well, I'm here to tell you, you reside in your body. Your body is where you live. You wake up in your body. And my mother always would say, if you're not in your body, to be absent from the body, you're present with the Lord. But when you wake up every morning, you wake up in your body. And how many rooms do you have in your temple? Because it is your temple. You have a physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and a soul that resides in your body. You have those rooms. That's what's in your, that's where you live. So after you get to know and you come to identify your body as the temple, it behooves us to look at it in a different perspective. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. And also at that time, I write rhymes and I write poetry and I am an author and I am a poet. I wrote this little simple rhyme, which I'm going to read to you now. And it says, it's plain and it's clear and it's simple. My body is sacred and it's my temple. Whether I'm short or fat, tall or thin, the spirit of the divine, of God, lives within. I'm going to read that one more time. Whether I'm short or fat, tall or thin, the spirit of God lives within. I can move my body. I can shape my body. My body is the temple of God. My body is the temple of God. Now run, tell that. When you come to the realization that where you reside is a temple, it changes your whole perspective on how you live your life. Just like you would take care of your house, just like you would take care cleaning your house and everything, you also come to know that there are ways that you can take care of your body through practical health and wellness practices. So today, part two of our show, we're going to focus on that, and we want to welcome back with us Elsa. We promised you she would be here. She is a nutrition and wellness coach, and she does this from a biblical perspective, and that's what we are all about. She has a podcast, and she also is a co-host on At the Table with Miss B, along with Benita Claiborne, Lisa, and myself. We do this every other week, but today she's here with me. She also operates Food, Faith, and You. And we want to welcome you back to our show, Elsa.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to share all about Food, Faith, and You and how our bodies are a temple.
Yeah, we're going to talk about how our bodies are our temples. And so that's why I wanted to read you what my experience has been around that. But Elsa, I'm sure, has much, much more she could say. So going into that, Elsa, what tools do you use to teach people that their bodies are the temples of God?
Well, first, one of the things that I use is the faith concept. I mean, that's what I teach my clients, or even just people in general, that there is a faith concept, and there's an acronym. Faith is, the F is focus on your commitment to God and yourself. A is for action. You set small, attainable goals. I is invest in yourself, because a lot of times we just don't do that. We don't invest in ourselves, because ultimately God does want us to be the best person we can be so that we can glorify his name. The other is time. Time. Take time for yourself. Because again, we get so caught up in being mom, grandma, a provider, whatever it is, that we forget that we need time to meditate on God's word, to pray, to have devotional time, to exercise. The other thing is H, hold yourself accountable, because you need a circle of support. If we don't say to you, if I didn't go up to you and say, Imaji, you know what? I'm going to start a new diet, or I'm going to do whatever it is I'm going to do. But I've got no one to hold me accountable. If I'm leaning on myself for that, well, the possibilities of me just going, nobody knows about it. Nobody knows if I'm not doing it. Then there's nobody to hold me accountable. So I teach people, those are the tools that I teach people, and the acronym is for faith.
Wonderful. And I agree with her totally, because we all need support. Now, I heard you saying you need support. Do you believe, there are groups out here, like Overeaters Anonymous.
Right.
There's Food Anonymous, and then there's Food Anonymous. What is FAAA? FAA, and then there's FA. Do you believe that food can be treated as an addiction?
Absolutely. Food is, it is an addiction, because what we do is, food like gives us that, because, you know, like a drug, or we're looking for that high, right?
Yes.
And that's what we're looking for. And when you're eating, it gives you that instant gratification. So what food is doing, it is calming that addiction, or that need to hurry up and eat, because it balances the anxiety that we're having, because people don't want to overeat just because, but they're just drowning whatever it is inside of them.
And that's
like pain.
Yeah, and that's what my next question to you is, because I come from a family of addicts. There's food, alcohol, women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, those kind of addictions. So I do believe that food is an addiction.
It is.
And do you recommend people going to those support groups as well as to you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah, because I come from a family of addicts as well. You know, for me, I didn't think I was addicted to food, but I was, and I'll explain how I was aware. I went to seek a therapist because for me, it was, if I was heavy, nobody would see me.
Right.
And the reason I didn't want anybody to see me is because my father was extremely a jealous man. And he would say, oh, I saw that boy looking at you, and you like him.
Okay.
And you're this and you're that. And so for me, I was always afraid. I didn't want anybody to look at me, because I didn't want him yelling at me and getting in trouble.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, because I was raised by a Baptist minister. Mm-hmm. And I say that not to condemn the Baptist faith.
No.
But there were strict guidelines about what I could wear.
Right.
Because I couldn't show my body.
Right.
Okay. And then when time came for the way food was used in my family, it was a way that my mother showed love.
Right.
You know, it showed love, and you were to eat what was given to you, but in the
meat. And clean off your plate.
Yeah.
So it is that way. So I felt like if nobody saw me, I didn't have to hear my father. But so what I did is I would eat a lot of food. So then that way I didn't have to. And even after he died, it was just it was like a thing in my head.
Yeah.
So I was drowning that need, because for nobody to look at me, because I could hide myself. Because who's going to look at a fat girl?
Yeah, right. You hid within your body.
Exactly.
I call it, you hide yourself from yourself.
Exactly.
But you don't hide yourself from yourself. It's buried deep within.
Mm-hmm.
So what about now? Because I know that people, you know, they say that alcohol sales are up and the food is flying off. You go to the grocery store, there's nothing on it. People in, they're hoarding. Besides paper towels and toilet paper, it's food. So what would you say to people now? Because they do need something to help them cope with the anxiousness and the uncertainties that have happened during this pandemic. So what would you say to them? What could they do instead of relying on food or any other substance as part of their wellness to take care of themselves? What would you say to them?
You know, as far as like the alcohol being up, I've been talking to different people about that, and I wrote some stuff down, but I was like trying to find it. But, you know, when we look to alcohol or we look to food, we're again suppressing anxiety. That's what we're doing.
Yes.
And so because there is so much unknown, as to what the future holds, it's easy to go, okay, I want to hoard all this food because I want to make sure that I can eat. And then what happens is we're really not eating because we're hungry. From the people I've spoken to,
yes.
I'm like, so how's eating going? What's happening? They're eating out of boredom. It's really what they're eating from. It's because, you know, you're not used to being home all day, every day anymore. And so, you know, people joke about day drinking, well, they really are drinking more because it's not out of being an alcoholic. It's out of, right now I would be at work and I'm not at work. I'm hanging out at home with my kids, and instead of being more productive, they're drinking or they're playing games that include drinking with their neighbors and social distancing. But I have found that that's what people I speak to are, because when you asked me that question, we were talking about it, I called different people and I'm like, you know, what are you doing? Are you overeating? Are you drinking more? And why are you doing those things? And each one said, I'm really just bored.
You're really just bored. So what would you tell their board? What do you tell them, something practical that they can do to relieve the boredom, which mm-hmm. would not lead to the alcohol or any other substance? Mm-hmm. What do you tell them?
Well, you know, because right now it's beautiful outside. Yes. And so even if it's, I'm a planner. So even my granddaughter, when she's at my house right now, you know, she's like, Emma, we have to make an itinerary of, you know, my family always jokes around with me. But, you know, at work, you're on a schedule, right?
Uh-huh.
And so I would tell people that they need to schedule themselves instead of just being blatant, like just kind of doing whatever at any time. It's uh-huh. kind of more schedule yourself. Say, you know what, I'm going to wake up at 9 and I'm going to get up and get dressed and I'm not going to be in my pajamas all day long, which there's nothing wrong. Like uh-huh. yesterday uh-huh. I wasn't feeling well and I wasn't feeling well the day before. And I was in my pajamas all day long and sleeping all day because I wasn't feeling well. But when I get up in the morning, the need to sit and do nothing is gone because I can go for a walk. And that gets old. You know, people say, well, I can only go for so many walks in one day.
Uh-huh.
But there really is that time that you have time with your family now that you didn't have before. You didn't, because at the time that you're there, you're home right now with your kids.
Right.
There's so many things. Your kids, I'm sure, are loving the fact that you're home with them.
So what I hear you saying is that more family time.
Do family time.
Connecting with the family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like they could go out and buy Uno cards. They could have Uno cards. They could play checkers. Jenga. All kinds of board
There's
games.
Stuff you can do.
Yeah.
And schedule that time out. So you know what? All right, we're going to have... We're going to play this game at this time. We're going to watch a movie at this time. And granted, every day's different. But, you know, there's always, you know, for me, I always tell my kids, we're going to be on, there's an adventure today.
Oh, an adventure. I like that.
I always call I have a thing on my Facebook page. It's Ava and Maya's Great Adventures. And it's because those are my granddaughters. And that's what we do. We always say, you know, what kind of adventure are we going to do today? And even though you have teenagers, like my kids are grown up. I mean, I have a 27-year-old and a 25-year-old.
Wow.
But they still love when I say, hey, these are the things that we're going to do. I mean, they don't live at home anymore. They're both gone. But they still are like, hey, Mom, what are you going to do today? And I give them just a bunch of stuff that I'm going to do. Well, at this time, I'm going to do this because otherwise I would be home gorging. I would be eating. I would lay out a bunch of food and say, all right, I'm going to, you know, I've got a big, huge bag of trail mix and I'm going to eat all of it.
Yes.
Why? Why would I do that? Because I'm bored out of my brain. You know
what
I mean?
Well, one of the things that I would like for my listeners to remember is this. A lot of times what I do is when I get the urge to do something, I do a lot of walking.
Right.
I do a lot of, as you can see, I do yoga and mm-hmm. stretching out. And right. I have my weights. Look, I have my weights that I use as well mm-hmm. to keep myself in good physical condition.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm. I don't bring things into my house that I know that I can only eat. If I take one taste of it, it's all gone. You know right. what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So there are lots of things that we can do, but also, too, I think prayer and meditation plays a great part because I have to ask God every day to help me to be the best individual that I can be.
Absolutely.
And that's from a holistic perception.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the tips that you could give people that they could live a more holistic and well life? What three tips.
Okay. I would say if you're feeling stressed out or anxiety or you're anxious, I would say write it down.
Oh, so journaling. Yes.
Because I spoke to someone yesterday, and she was very anxious, very stressed out about just being in this pandemic. And I said, write down what you're feeling. I said, and then you tell me, I'm the person that you're stressed out about. Let's say I came to you and I said, Imaji, I'm stressed out about Dwayne.
Right.
And so then I'm like, all right, Imaji, you're Dwayne for a moment, and I'm going to tell you what I'm stressed out about. So it's really writing down and being able to vocalize what it is that you're
So you
doing.
Get it out of your head.
Get it out of your head.
So
get
what's,
it out of your
what's
system.
What number two?
Number two is that I would say that remember that Jesus calls us to be great people. He wants us to live wonderful lives, right? So I would say then you need to pray.
You need to pray.
You've got to pray, and then you need to have set time because you're not working right now, so you've got more time to devote to the Word of God. So you can even carve out 30 minutes and pray.
Yes.
Because I think that's extremely important to be able to quell that fear or anxiety. Because you're able to pray about it.
And that's sacred. That's very special and spiritual to be able to do it. So what's the third thing?
That should have been number one. Sorry.
Yeah, second.
And number three, I would say that we need to be really appreciative of the time that we have right now.
Gratitude.
Have lots of gratitude. Because you don't have, like, you know, Food Faith and you, we're more cooking and showing you different things to cook. So right now we have Ava and Emma in the kitchen. And the reason I do that is because my granddaughter loves cooking with me.
Uh-huh.
And so what we do is we end up cooking a lot together. So make time to start cooking together and make time to do things that you normally wouldn't be able to do.
Wonderful. So tell people how they can get in contact with you, Elsa.
They can find me on Facebook at Elsa Caballero Oliver. That's my main Facebook page. But my Food Faith in You is my Facebook page. And then on Instagram, I'm also on Food Faith in You.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes.
So we're going to have to wrap up here now. But I want to thank you for coming back and doing part two with me.
I'm thrilled. I am so excited. Yeah. Thank you for having me back.
Well, I feel like this was a discussion that we needed to continue.
Yeah.
And we got some good information for our listeners. So one of the things that I want to remind you, listeners, you've heard all the wonderful information that Elsa has said, but what I want to remind you is that your body is created in love, by love, for love, and it is a gift from God. Your body is sacred. Your body is the temple. It's the place where your soul and your spirit reside. So honor your body, love your body, and treat your body with respect.
Right.
And you do that by putting the things in, and you don't have to be perfect with it, and get yourself a support system. So we're glad to have brought you what we brought you today, and we would like for you to remember, it's plain and it's clear and it's simple. My body is sacred and it's a temple. I said it's plain and it's clear and it's simple. Whether I'm short or fat, tall or thin, the Spirit of God resides within. I said it's plain and it's clear and it's simple. Remember that. Now run, tell that. And we'll see you next time on Love, Light, and Positivity. Make it a wonderful day. And follow some of the things that we've given you today. Thank you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.